Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, we are so very thankful for how you love us and provide for us. We give you thanks for your plan of salvation and how through Jesus Christ we can live eternally with you. And we pray for those who are unsaved that they will choose to live as a Christ follower. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I just marvel at the many different life experiences we have, both in pain and pleasure, and oh, how we try to live in comfort and ease. But often life takes us here and there, and it is just wonderful how time after time we can recognize God's guiding hand as we give Him the reins of our life, and we follow biblical instruction. And as time goes by, we can recognize the wisdom of following that biblical instruction, and then from time to time we find someone, somewhere, to share this wisdom with, biblical understanding. And we hope we learn this lesson quickly, or that they learn that lesson quickly and without as much pain as it took us to get to know Jesus Christ. Well, some people, it was a very smooth and easy transition to God's kingdom. But we proclaim that God is always good, and let us each learn to rightly apply God's truth to our life. And we remember that life goes much smoother and without hard lessons when we put God and Jesus in a place of prime importance. Well, there's so many people who have experienced difficulty, and life is a big experience, and we look forward to heaven even more when we have those difficult life experiences. And I don't want to die. I want to live faithfully to Jesus, but I know that we each go through life and have plenty of different experiences. It's better with God's wisdom as we think about things. Well, sometimes things are complex, and sometimes they're just as simple as can be. You know, I think of history books, and I think of how complex they can make things. For instance, war. The causes of war sometimes are presented as very complex and sometimes very simple. But we struggle to understand the many different facets of history, or of what a leader is about. It can be simple and it can be complex. And we look at what's going on around the world. Again, some is simple, some is complex. I know for 2 years, China's President Xi has been telling his troops to prepare for war and to be ready to die for the honor of China. So we can see that maybe things are getting warmed up for, sure, war. As 1 week ago, the U.S. Air Force sent 25 A-22 stealth fighters into the Pacific area in a way that would demonstrate to China that the United States means business. And then, you know, Japan, they said they would go to war with China if China militarily moves against Taiwan. And then China responded to Japan and said, if Japan interferes with what China does in Taiwan, then China said it would nuke Japan. China said it would nuke Japan. Yeah. So there are things going on. We have to know that China can move with a strong arm, just like it did last year with the Hong Kong protesters. You know, it moved violently against those protesters, arresting the leaders and sending them incommunicado to mainland China prisons. So, China does not mind force. Nope. And as we can see with the Uyghur Muslims in China that are being put into internment camps by the millions, millions of Uyghur Muslims, that's what they are doing, putting them into internment camps. The real numbers are hidden from us, but it is in the many millions. And was it 6 or 9 or 12 million? We are not sure, but we know that it is in the millions. The Chinese officials want to present China as a squeaky clean country that has very few dirty deeds done in China. But we know that's not true. We know from the millions of dissidents that have been killed or had their organs harvested and sold all over the world. No, China is not at all clean. They have power moves and they don't have much respect for life. And we know that God will judge China. And we know God will also judge the United States for the 60 to 70 million aborted babies. So we know that things are going to, well, happen. And we just can't even guess how, but we know that they will. And there are people in positions of authority or power and influence that want to decrease the population on Earth dramatically. It seems like it's their religion to love Earth at the cost of humanity. And if you look around, you will see that. You will listen to people who talk about mankind being a blight on the face of the Earth. And I'm thinking just now about the Deagle Intelligence Organization. They have a website and they make some of their findings public, and they have a forecast of the United States population. And as a starting point, it used the 2017 population of the United States as 327 million people. And then 8 years later, it projected the United States population at less than 100 million in 2025. So from 2017, 327 million, to 2025, to less than 100 million, we just have to wonder, how can that be? What are they even looking at? And they don't explain it, by the way. They just say that's their estimate. But how can it be that 227 million Americans are no longer in their count? Do you think they all moved to another country? Well, that's what some people would guess. But there's another idea that other people have, that they all died. And there are even people who say that's because they received the COVID-19 vaccination. Well, of course, we don't know and they don't say. But it's pretty wild and crazy even to have this kind of speculation. But the Deagle organization is kind of a respected one. And we can find people who look at their numbers and report on them. So we, the regular people, can only recognize that this is an opinion, and that whatever idea you have, just think about how to figure it out. Try to understand what the prognosis might be with all these different forces influencing this or that. And do remember that no matter how long we live on Earth, in a sense, our lifespan is not important. Instead, what is important and essential is that we have a personal relation with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. As we seek to live with Jesus and to serve Him forever, and we can always learn more about Jesus by reading the Bible, and that's what I hope we all do. Yeah, to me it doesn't matter if we live two more weeks or two more years or two more decades. The most important part of life is that we have eternity with Jesus and that we use this life to show that our life is dedicated to Jesus, and that's our decision. Oh, as we go through life, there are so many distractions that take us away from Jesus Christ. Just as we live, we see there are questions with how we spend our time, how we spend our money, or our resources. And, well, that's just life and the distractions that we all have in life. Sometimes we get distracted by our personal emotions. Sometimes we get distracted by a physical ailment. There's just one thing and another. I know money is something we all think about. What can we do with the resources we have? And, you know, there's not a real answer to that. It's just we have to remember to keep things in a priority, whatever they are. Put Jesus right up there in that priority, and don't be looking too much at your dollars. And speaking of dollars, you know that dollars are losing their buying power all the time. For instance, the United States printed more U.S. dollars in June of 2020 than were printed in the last 20 years. Another statistic is that 30% of all U.S. dollars in circulation were printed in 2020. And so, there's a principle that the more of something you have, the less is each one's value. And, of course, that includes dollar. Our dollars are depreciating. And that means the price of everything will increase soon enough. Soon enough. We don't have a time frame, but we know from history that that is what is coming. So keep an eye on everything around you. Just keep your look around, but focus on Jesus. That's what I think we all want to be reminded of. We focus not on the events around us. We focus on Jesus and the Bible, and that is where we want to keep our attention. You know, when I say the Bible, it's easy to get too focused on certain events and lose focus on Jesus. Let's see, for instance of that would be to focus on the things in Revelation, like seals and trumpets and bold judgments, and then to lose our focus of the relation with Jesus. So if you are concerned about those things, pray. Prayerfully ask God through Jesus Christ for understanding, and then be patient to receive his answer on the mysteries that are in that book of Revelation. I know one of the things that I think from time to time about is that asteroid Apophis that is coming by Earth, or maybe going to hit Earth in April 13th, 2029, according to Tom Horn, and he has searched out the information. So, yeah, well, I have fun with that thinking too. I think about the third trumpet in Revelation, that's chapter 8. And it might have to do with the fifth trumpet also. If Apophis has a near miss of Earth and then goes around the sun and comes back to Earth, crashing in, it could open the bottomless pit. And then the smoke and the demons with like locusts would come out then. And of course, we are all allowed to think about things and to speculate. And you know, that's what I'm doing. I'm just thinking, what an interesting speculation that would be. Not that I know or say it would happen. It's just one of the things that's possible. What is coming our way? Whatever it is, we know we want to be faithful to God through whatever it is. And we can be aware of what's going on around us and still keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. Because there is plenty of news going on to distract us. Well, we just look at the news and there it is. Like there's a quantum computer that was just talked about days ago. It was in an article in the South China Morning Post. It said that they had a quantum computer that could do a certain task in 72 minutes. And that would take the world's most powerful supercomputer 8 years to do. So what a difference. Of course, they're showing off their technology, and that's what China does. But it is something that we can think about, but don't let it distract you from what's going on with Jesus Christ. And don't let the things of Revelation distract you. Not even the wars and the rumors of wars. And of course, that gets our attention a lot. Another thing that gets our attention a lot is the things to do with our currency or our cryptocurrency, and if we can buy or sell, and what's going to happen with the Mark of the Beast system. See, we deal with currency every day, so we think about that too. We also wonder, just seeing what's in front of us, what's going to happen with our society? Are things going to collapse all around us? Well, these are worth thinking about. It's just not where we want our focus. I know there was a study, that was 1972, where MIT said in the year of the 2040s, we would have a complete collapse, and there would be shortages of food and water in the world, and all the economies would be in crises. You know, there's studies to say everything. There's studies to say how good life will be. It's not one way or another. It's a lot of things. And still, we want to not be troubled by the wars and rumors of war that are around us. And, yeah, that's Matthew 24:4. And it talks about nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom. You know, that's God's kingdom versus Satan's kingdom, that there will be famines and pestilences and epidemics and earthquakes in various places. And that's the beginning of sorrows. So it also says we will be delivered up to tribulation and to kill us. We will be hated for the nation's sakes, and many will be offended and hate one another. False prophets will arise and deceive many, and lawlessness will abound. Love of many will grow cold, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. And the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The next verse says, and then there is the great tribulation, spoken by Daniel the prophet. Yes, it's quite a time that is forecast, and unless these days were shortened, no flesh would survive. Skip ahead. The sun and the moon will be darkened. And then Jesus descends in the clouds, and the sound of a great trumpet as his angels gather his elect. Well, we certainly do have different ideas about what the timing of all these things in Matthew 24 are. I just want to urge everyone to focus on what is important, which is your personal relation with Jesus, and to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, sure, there's plenty of things going on in Matthew 24, and we will try to think about the rapture there, or the relation to the Great Tribulation, and the pre, the mid, or the post-rapture, tribulation rapture. There's lots of good reasoning for each of these views, and I hope that you do not get distracted by thinking about the rapture. I know that in some churches there is such a strong belief of one way or the other that people feel like they are being shunned if they don't believe like the rest of the congregation or the pastor, and we want to be very careful that we do not do that to other people. It's not doctrine. Anyway, it's not essential doctrine, the timing of the rapture. And we need to remember what the essential doctrine of Christianity is. There's the five pillars of truth of Christianity. One, the inerrancy of Scripture. Two, the deity of Jesus Christ. Three, the triune nature of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Four, salvation is only through the atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. And five, that Jesus Christ will return to the earth, literally and physically, to establish his kingdom on earth. Those are the pillars of Christianity. So let's remember those and not get sidetracked by anything that would sidetrack us. And I know there are plenty of cults that thrive on the innocent and the ignorant. And they focus on just one scripture. Well, often that's what happens. Or a few scriptures, and say, this is what God says. But they're not looking at the entire scripture. And that's what we want to do. We want to know, read and know the entire scripture and apply it to life. Yeah. I think of Matthew 7:14, about how there is a wide road that leads to destruction and a narrow road that leads to life everlasting. Well, it's a little different in different Bible versions, but that's the idea. The wide gate and the narrow gate, and it equates to the path to hell and the path less traveled to heaven. And we all want to go to heaven and not hell. So let's just kind of remember what we want to do. Have a relation with Jesus and know Jesus. And I hope you do your very best to search out Jesus in the Bible truths. We all have to search for truth. That's what people do. We all do that. And we do not want to be divided by forces that would divide us. And they are all around us. If you look at every level of life, you will find many things that are trying to divide us, trying to distract us. And I think of that old adage of divide and conquer. Is that going on right now? Well, yeah, I'd say so. And these days, we are being divided and classified. It used to be that we were all Americans, but it has gotten to be, well, you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or peace and freedom or whatever it is. And these are the things that are used to divide us. And we want to unify as much as we possibly can. Don't let us be divided into other camps. Just keep your focus on the good news of the gospel and preach that. Speak it to other people. And as we talk about that to people, other people, well, we can just have a thankfulness in our heart and express that to other people about how Jesus Christ saved us. And everything wants to divide us these days. Stay 6 feet apart, wear your mask. All thought is a way that can be dividing us. That vaccine can be a way of dividing us. Do we have ours or do we not? Where is your health passport? And, oh, you know, that vaccine is just something. Even the aides to the politicians like Pelosi and Biden, they have all been vaccinated, but they are getting the virus. And so, what is that going to do? Is that going to divide us? It just might. There was a lawsuit in the news just last week by Thomas Reif, and he said in the lawsuit that there were 45,000 people that were confirmed dead 3 days after taking that COVID shot. And I don't know, do you think that raises questions? Or do you think that is just a statistical analogy? And if you were to talk to a doctor about that, he might say, oh, the percentage is so small. It is just a statistical error, and don't worry about it. So, I don't know. Make your decision. Who are you going to trust? It's a good question, isn't it? And I know in my life, I have certainly trusted too many people. People I wish I hadn't. But I did. So I'm more cautious now. And I think it's fine to be cautious. Just be comfortable with whatever your decision is about who to trust with that vaccine information. And I know all over the news these days, the media tells us that we ought to get our vaccine. There are even plans to give 5-year-olds that vaccine before they are allowed to go back into school. You might wonder what that means. I do. And I think about that COVID injection. And is it the same for a 40-pound 5-year-old as it would be for an adult 4 times that weight and body mass? Yeah, I think it is. That's my understanding. If I'm mistaken, then please help me to know that. But you just have to wonder what's going on. I mean, are those vaccines with the mRNA turning us into GMO beings? I just wonder. And I wonder about a lot of things. I wonder about the school that the young people are going to. You know, where they learn things like how to put a condom on a banana, or if they can choose to be a boy or a girl, and then they can start sex change therapy without parental consent. So, yeah, we are in a new age, a new time. There's things going on that have never happened before. We are in a brave new world, so to speak. And I remember the politicians saying, one COVID death is too many. But have you heard that in the healthcare field, there is now talk about many people dying from all sorts of things? Well, the drug overdoses are up. It's most notably in the 35 to 45 year of age category. The CDC says that there is a 30% increase just between 2019 and 2020. Let's see, the deaths were 70,000 in 2019 and 93,000 in 2020. So, yeah, that's a really big increase. Something like 30% of an increase. It's huge. What's going on with these people? Do they just not care if they live or die? Or it may be fentanyl from China is more deadly than it used to be. Maybe it has more unknown ingredients in it. I don't know, but I certainly wonder. I know a couple of few weeks ago I said something about fentanyl coming from China right across our southern border. At an ever-increasing rate, fentanyl is entering our country. And I said, if a country wanted to invade the United States, don't you think they would want to eliminate the population who would be most likely to resist them? You know, like the age 35 to 45 or the younger people. It's just a thought. It's just a thought. But I do wonder about such things. Oh, let's see. Commander Craig Fuller spoke to Congress. He testified, I should say. And he is the U.S. commander of Central and South America. And his testimony to Congress said that there were Chinese troops in Mexico on the U.S.-Mexico border. And the news release gave 2 dates. One was in July and the other one was in March. So it's pretty recent. But they could have been related articles. I couldn't find that out. The point is the commander of Central and South America said there were troops on the U.S.-Mexican border. And that just made me remember several Christian men that I heard in the 1990s were prophesying that China would militarily enter the United States. And there were other prophetic people who said that this would happen after a massive earthquake in the United States. And of course, I wondered if that was true or not. I still wonder if it's true. But I still kind of think about those things. You know, it makes an impression on a person. And What would we even do if that happened? I know I think about us Americans, and we really do have a hard time dealing with any hardship or any hunger that we might have. And who among us has a storehouse of food to withstand a time of hunger or famine? And you know, the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all have Jesus saying that there would be famine before the end of the age. So, are you going to believe Jesus enough that you believe and that you get some preparations into your storehouse? Well, you could sure think about doing that, because if we don't have food, we get pretty hungry. And then we do what people tell us to do to get food. I mean, just think about your crying children. Anyone's crying children. We have a soft spot in our heart towards children. And we would think about complying to anything if we could just get a little food for those children. So, that's why I think it's important to have a storehouse of food. One that'll last, I don't know, weeks, months. And I know there are plenty of people who say years. Nah, there are not plenty of people, but there are people who say that. And somehow we have to see what our plan would be. And what if there was a plan to do this or that? We don't even know what it would be. But you can see that we as a society have been pressured to do one thing and another. Lately, it's been to take that vaccine. Even though there are things going on that we still wonder about. And yes, I still wonder about that Deagle intelligence organization that says the 327 million population in 2017 will be reduced to less than 100 million in 2025. I don't understand it, but I do think about how such a thing could be without knowing what is. And then when you think about the vaccines, could that be a part of it? Think about the people who are dying from COVID or dying from, the vaccines. Is it just a statistical number that we don't have to be concerned about? Or is it a concern? Yes, we all have to figure that out. I know I heard Candace Owens say this just a few days ago, that firing Fauci does not go far enough. Anthony Fauci needs to be on trial and put into federal prison. He ruined millions of lives via depression, bankruptcy, and suicide. He also preyed on children via the schools. And we have at our hands the crime of the century. So you can believe Candace Owens or not, but you do, I hope, give her credit for her intellect, because she does think about a lot of things. But whatever happens, well, we are all responsible for our own destiny, and things certainly happen. You know, something happened to me a week ago, and I wonder about how do these things happen to any of us? Well, a week ago, I was in the hardware store, and I've seen this man in the hardware store for 10 years. Half the time he helps me, half the time somebody else helps me, and we don't know each other. I just see him once or twice a year. We hardly talk. He has no idea who I am, and I have no idea who he is. We don't even know each other's names. No, but last week, a week ago, he talked about his kids, and especially his grandkids, who just don't get it. They don't see where this country is headed. That's what he talked about. And he said he wasn't sure what to do. Oh, and I see that the young people just don't grasp that what they want will lead someplace that they don't want to go. And that's about what he was saying, that his kids and grandkids mostly just don't understand what they are asking for and where it will lead. He said that there was an indoctrination of our youth going on that, well, it was really frustrating to him. And I thought, what would be so frustrating that he would reach out to somebody he didn't know, like me? We don't even know each other's names. We don't know anything about each other except that we've seen each other in that hardware store once or twice a year for 10 years. He doesn't know that I speak on the radio. He doesn't know a thing about me. And I don't know a thing about him. But he felt so frustrated with the indoctrination of our youth that he just had to tell somebody, and I was there. So, again, his idea was that things are falling apart and we only have a few years left before chaos strikes. Or maybe even that we would be taken over by another power. Well, those are the things that he talked about. And it just struck me, out of the blue, here was that conversation. Of course, I think about what's going to happen to our country in political ways or in economic ways. And I know history. And I know that things can happen rapidly. And I know that they happen when important people encourage them along or make them happen. And we just don't know until it happens or in hindsight that these people were responsible for whatever that was. And still, we can have a sense that things are changing in our country and that things can happen quickly. And again, that frustration that man felt was an indication to me that change can happen quickly anytime now. Especially when we have an enemy that is nameless and faceless. It is a virus. And it is also mass social media. Those are things which are working against the good of the common man. Well, that's my opinion. You can have your opinion. But we see the things that are putting fear into the minds and the hearts of every person. You know, like we are told, masks will keep us safe and we can keep our jobs if we get a vaccine, and staying home will help the virus go away. And we're having money crises and concerns all around us. And we see that there have been plenty of officials who have lied and tried to hide the truth. It is a question of what is going on, and then what are we going to do about it? But there's another question, and that is, with all that is going on, we should be aware that change could swiftly come along. And you know, the pattern of world history is that changes are usually not for the best. In fact, only a couple of times in history were radical changes for the better. And then, with all these pressures that are going on in our society, don't forget that there's something that leaders or politicians often do, and they often will take a country to war to distract the people from what is going on in their personal or in their domestic life. And it's not that we know that will happen, but we know that it could happen. And that's the thing. It could happen. And so we want to be prepared for any possibility. It doesn't mean we're planning on it. It doesn't mean we want it to happen. It just means it could happen. It would be unusual, but we know that if we are prepared, we will deal with anything better. So that's my overall thinking on it. But for whatever is coming, whether it's stresses and strains or good stuff or bad stuff, I just hope you always remember to keep your eyes on Jesus and follow the Bible. See, we want to be prepared to meet Jesus and to be physically prepared for our whatever troubles could come up. I mean, that's just life. Troubles happen. We want to be prepared for them. And as individuals, we all have a different idea of what a trouble can be. So we prepare in different ways. And then as a community or as a family, we help one another. And that's what I think we do in times of trouble. We do see all sorts of stories in the news these days, don't we? And we think about, so many things about the COVID-19. And I just remember, you remember some weeks back, I spoke about on Sky News of Australia, they were reporting that a Chinese military document from 2015 had surfaced that discussed how to weaponize the SARS coronavirus and then how to conceal its creation and that it was distributed to the rest of the world. So they came up with ideas in that report, including how it came from a bat virus, how it came out of a wet market, and how it could be distributed to the enemies in other countries. So that's what that document talked about. And you know, the Chinese government liked that document so much that they gave its author a stipend that he is still receiving today. So, I mean, things are going on. Where did these things come from? Were they a created virus or not? Yeah, it is completely looking like it. But we have another question, and that is, what's going to happen with the vaccines that we are getting? Well, we had shut down the economy just so that we could get over our virus, and now we have a vaccine that everyone is being urged to take so that we can get over this time of viral infection all over the place. Well, whoever talks about this vaccine attaching to our mRNA, does that mean everybody who takes the vaccine is going to have altered RNA? Yeah, for every generation after the person that takes it. It sounds like a diabolical plan to me. How true is it? Well, I think that we all have to look for ourselves. But the trouble is, we just trust our doctor. And we say, oh, the doctor knows best, and I will trust whatever he says. Well, I think there's words in the Bible about not trusting a man. And I think you sure better be careful, because when I think about all the times in my life that I have trusted people and then wish I hadn't, ha ha, yeah. Be careful who you trust and how much you trust them. There are all sorts of things. I know I've talked about the researchers of vaccines and other doctors who have said, You don't want to take this vaccine. Of course, we are persuaded one way or the other, and then we get the consequences of our actions. There are even people who say the vaccine will shorten your life. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that there are people who have studied the matter, and that is what they are saying. I think we all need to study whatever it is we need to study that's going to affect our life and our children's and grandchildren's lives. And that's what I hope you do. I hope you study the matter out and just try to figure it out. See what it could mean to you and the generations that come after you. There's just questions all over the place in our future, and that's just one of them. You know, another one is, let's see, this was a news article. The researchers at the Imperial College of London have said that in a study that when cyborgs are operating in our world, their superior capabilities would cause them to rule over natural humans. Interesting. Interesting. Do you think that'll really happen? Well, it's certainly a goal of science right now to put a computer into the interface of a human brain with a central computer. That's going on. That's in the movies. That is in literature. And then those cyborg humans would also presumably have a mechanical exoskeleton or body. Is that what's going to happen? Well, I know there's people who say that's in our future. And I just have to wonder, what kind of a future are we creating for ourselves? And that's another reason why we need Jesus in our life. Jesus is loving us more than we love ourselves. And Jesus wants the hope in the future for us. That's what God wants for us. And we just have to say, yes, Lord, and follow his instructions. You want to know more about those instructions? Then the best source that I have found is directly from God, which is his Bible. And sometime it'll help to talk to pastors and people who know the Bible, but just use them as a little help to understand what you read, or if you listen to the Bible on tape. That's really the best thing. Get your information first hand, and that's right from the Word of God, which is the Bible. That's the best that we can do, I think. Well, I think about money sometime. You know, it's kind of a hobby because that's where I've looked at for a lot of years. So I think of all the stimulus and the congressional spending that has been going on. And here's an example. In January of 2020, $4 trillion existed in our economy. And in January of 2021, $6.7 trillion existed. So over 1 year, it went from $4 trillion to $6.7 trillion existing in our economy. See, we are creating dollars all over the place. Let's see, another example. In June of 2020, the U.S. printed more dollars in that 1 month than it had in the last 200 years. Oh, and here's one. I asked Google a couple of days ago about our money supply, and it said, our money supply has been increasing between 22 and 31% each month ever since April 2020. And that compares to an annual rate of increase of 3 to 7% per year from 2015 to upright until 2020. So things are changing in our world. So what does that mean for us? It means the more of something you have, the less is each one's value. And that means we better get ready for the kind of massive inflation that other countries have had. You know, we know about the 1940s, and in the last 20 years, the currency has been devalued in Zimbabwe, Venezuela, Romania, Argentina, and other countries. And then, what would buy a loaf of bread in 1 year? If one money unit would buy a loaf of bread, then 2 years later, that same loaf of bread might cost 1,000 money units. And that is what's going on. We are in the midst of that kind of inflation. Will it turn into hyperinflation? Well, a lot of people are thinking that it will. What are we going to do about that? Well, when that happens, it causes businesses and governments to collapse. They cannot deal with that kind of a cash flow, so there is a collapse that goes on. And then the people call out for order. Let us have a strong leader. And a dictator comes along, or a dictatorial government, totalitarian or communist government comes along and say, okay, we'll fix it. And they don't. But the strong government stays in place. And that's something we have to be aware of. We have to support our current government and be involved with it. And we have to pray for our nation and our leaders. Always prayer is a big benefit. So this is something that seems to be going on. Get anything that will last while you can and keep it for when you need it. That's kind of how we deal with hyperinflation. There's never a real answer because money always devalues. So we are in for a time that is going to be with difficulties. And I hope you read the Bible and preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you ever want to listen to this broadcast or another past broadcast, do that by going to www.christtoday.org. That is all lowercase and no spaces. And you can always get my free preparedness pamphlet by sending me a stamped self-addressed envelope, John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. May you walk with God, and may God walk with you.